I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Good to see you all. When I announced in early December that I had a goal that I set of administering 100 million shots for the virus in the first 100 days of our office, 100 million shots in 100 days. It was considered ambitious. Some even suggested it was somewhat audacious. Experts said that the plan was, quote, definitely aggressive, and distribution would have to be seamless for us to be successful. One headline simply put it, quote, it won't be easy, end of quote. Well, it wasn't. When we took office, there was a lot that had to be done. We needed more vaccines, more vaccinators, more places for people to get vaccinated. And we needed a whole-of-government approach. So I directed Jeff Zients, the coordinator of our COVID-19 response, to put us on a war footing, and I meant that in a literal sense, to get us on track to truly beat this virus. And I'm proud to announce that 58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans. That's weeks ahead of schedule. And even with the setbacks we faced during the winter storms. And there's another big step on the path to checking the putting checks in pockets and shots in people's arms. When we crossed the 50 million doses just 3 weeks ago, I told you that every time we hit the 50 million mark, I'd update you on our progress. So here's where we are today. 8 weeks ago, only 8% of seniors, those most vulnerable to COVID-19, had received a vaccination. Today, 65% of people age 65 or older have received at least one shot, and 36% are fully vaccinated. And that's key, because this is the population that represents 80% of the well over 500,000 COVID-19 deaths that have occurred in America. We have nearly double the amount of vaccine doses that we distribute to states, tribes, and territories each week. We have gone from 1 million shots a day that I promised in December, before we were even sworn in, to an average of 2.5 million shots a day, outpacing the rest of the world significantly. And here's how we accomplished this. Using the power given to a president under the Defense Production Act, we expedited critical materials in vaccine production, such as equipment, machinery, and supplies. We work with vaccine manufacturers to speed up the delivery of millions more doses and brokered a historic manufacturing partnership between competing companies who put patriotism and public health first. These steps put us on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult American by the end of May, months earlier than anyone expected. And we stood up or supplied more than 600 community vaccination sites that are administering hundreds of thousands of shots per day. We launched the Federal Pharmacy Program, which has allowed millions of Americans to get a shot at one of 14,000 local pharmacies in this country, the same way they get their flu shot. And for folks who aren't near a pharmacy or mass vaccination center, we've supplied more than 500 mobile clinics, like pop-up sites or vans, meeting people where they are. We deployed nearly 6,000 federal personnel, including FEMA, active duty military, and Department of Health and Human Services to support vaccinations and serve as vaccinators, putting the needle in people's arms. We're also supplying vaccines to community health centers to reach those who have been the hardest hit and suffered the most, especially Black, Latino, Native American, and rural communities. This is really important because we believe that speed and efficiency must be matched with fairness and equity. Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona not long ago, one of the nurses on that tour, injecting people, giving vaccinations, said that each shot was like administering a dose of hope. A dose of hope. That's how she phrased it. Behind these 100 million shots are millions of lives changed when people receive that dose of hope. Grandparents can hug their grandchildren again. Frontline workers who can show up at their jobs without the same fear they used to have. Teachers with the confidence to head back into the classroom. These milestones are significant accomplishments, but we have much more to do, much more to do. And as I told the nation last week, I've directed all states, tribes, and territories to make all adults eligible to be vaccinated no later than May the 1st. This is a time for optimism, but it's not a time for relaxation. I need all Americans, I need all of you to do your part. Wash your hands, stay socially distanced, keep masking up as recommended by the CDC, and get vaccinated when it's your turn. Now's not the time to let down our guard. Keep the faith. We're going to beat this. We're way ahead of schedule, but we got a long way to go. I just wanted to bring you up to date, and I thank you very much, and may God bless America, may God protect our troops. Thank you so much.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.